Welcome to this episode of the SharePoint Sideshow, and I'm here with Larry Waldman. Larry, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, a little bit about your exposure to different aspects of Microsoft and where you've worked.
Sure. Well, I've originally been at Microsoft for about 6 years. I'm on the Excel services team right now. I've been in office my entire time at Microsoft, and I'm the owner of extensibility for Excel services.
Okay. All up. Okay, great. So, Excel. My gosh, Excel client, it's out there, it's used by millions, has been used by millions for years. And Excel services with SharePoint 2010 had some great new capabilities added. And now we've just announced recently the release of the beta version of Office 365. So now we have Excel services in the cloud, so we have Excel everywhere.
Sure.
So we want to focus in this session, this will be the part one session, we want to focus in this session about the Excel client and just be thinking about that and how to migrate or move these Excel client applications or solutions out into the cloud. Mm-hmm. But just tell us a little bit about Excel on the client and the types of things that you've seen as far as the customers that have implemented Excel solutions.
Sure. Well, I spend a lot of my time dealing with customers, looking at solutions that are built on top of Excel and Excel services. And a lot of times what we find out there is Excel solutions span the wide gamut of spreadsheets out there. They go from basic lists to anything for a multi-million dollar stock transaction to sales commission reports, supply chain management. So we see all types of solutions. And those solutions use not just the regular Excel features that you might find, but they use VBA also.
Okay.
And that VBA can be used to control the user experience, perhaps show buttons, use form controls to make sure that you have exactly what interactions you want, and then also do automation on the back end, maybe connect to data, maybe take something that the user might do with the spreadsheet and then customize it, do some processing on it, and then kick it back out to Excel. So we see lots of different types of Excel solutions.
Okay, so extreme, very, very complex types of applications to very simple applications are being built.
Yep.
Okay, so I think you have a little demo here for us. So
I do.
What I would like to do is just have you first look at this demo that's, you know, gives us a bit of an example of the types of things that people might be building on Excel.
Sure.
And then we want to step that forward and think about, okay, what do we need to do to move that forward out to the web and move it out to Excel services? So let's focus on that.
Sure. So if I pop over into Excel, One of the things you'll notice is I have what's here a TCO calculator, so total cost of ownership.
Okay.
So for a company, Contoso Farm Equipment, you can imagine that that company has sales folks that actually go around to customers worldwide, and they try to sell various types of farm equipment to them. And they want to make sure to convey what the cost is to run each particular piece of farm equipment, so they make sure that they get the right piece of equipment for the job.
Sure.
And when you come into Excel here, you have something that, while it is a spreadsheet and it has a familiar look and feel for Excel, you have cells that you can select and charts and so on and so forth.
Sure.
It also feels like a friendly application. It's not like I have to be a super complex geek to be able to use
I'm
a salesperson and I'm going to be working with customers here. And it's built in such a way that I have some wizard functionality here. I have some nice familiar controls to figure out what I want to view. I have my navigation for sheets down at the bottom and I can actually go through and I can say, here's some information about my farm. And now for particular farm equipment that I might be selling, I can come through and I can say, well, I've got the Woodgrove W7040TR. That's my favorite. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
But I can compare it to the N40 and some other types of machines. And I've got some more UI that I can actually go select. Well, maybe I want to compare this particular machine to that machine.
Right.
And as a salesperson, I can go through and click through, and I don't have to worry about updating all of these values. The solution just takes care of it for me.
Sure.
And as I pick the ones that I want, then I go to my next step, and I can see my total cost of ownership result, and I can actually see that the cheapest one to own is the FR4384.
Sure.
And that's pretty powerful right there.
Right.
That takes a lot of Excel functionality and logic and calculation to roll up that type of suggestion, that type of functionality.
And for me, as the person who's going to buy one of these machines, it's really nice to be able to see this. You know, see the comparisons right here in real time.
Yeah, so it's not nice. It's not like there's any magic going on behind the scenes. What the salesperson's looking at is what you're seeing.
Right.
And it's all right there encapsulated in this Excel file in a familiar type of experience. And then one other part about the solution that we see very commonly with files and solutions built in Excel is the ability to do what-if analysis. So whereas I might pick a particular piece of farm equipment and all the values come in, you see this value here just changed to 368,000. Right. I might also want to say, well, wait a minute, I can give you a $20,000 discount on this
because
Friday right now.
Sure.
And it's just everybody loves a Friday.
Yeah.
So I can come down here and I can say 320,000, for example. And I can overwrite that.
Mm-hmm.
And in Excel, traditionally, if you just have a very simple spreadsheet, and this was based on a formula, that would have erased my formula. But in the solution, right. we want to make sure that I've done this what-if analysis. I can still press the reset button, or I can still press change my overall item. And that still works here.
Sure.
Because using VBA, we've actually got data on the back end for each particular for each particular piece of farm equipment. And when I press the reset button, when I change a particular piece of farm equipment, we've actually got code behind the scenes that will go figure out what you did and do some very simple, go find the row for the, where the original data was and put it back into that worksheet.
Sure.
So some very common but complex behaviors to try to make sure that the user experience is fluid and smooth right from within Excel.
Right. Very good. Very good. So if we change a few numbers here, let's just see how that reflects then.
Okay.
So you've given me
let's make this one really expensive.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's maybe it's not Friday, maybe I'm feeling bad, but this one might be cheaper.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, once I've updated those numbers, I can go to the TCO result, and you'll see now that the N40 is just that much cheaper, and I can actually go see the details then for, as I come down and I look at lifetime cost, I can actually see that the N40 overall, this is how it ends up that much cheaper. Here's my summary. If I wanted to do a leave behind, I could actually make this spreadsheet sort of designed to be printed, so I can leave it with the customer to think about, oh, that's how it's going to work. And I can think about it from not only solution that I start up, but also from making the sale later on as well.
Okay, so excellent. So we have this great TCO calculator here. Mm-hmm. We have it on Excel. We have it on our laptop, and we're happy about it. So why Excel services then?
Sure.
Why would we want to do that?
Well, let me tell you a little story.
Okay.
So I've been to countless customers where I walk in and they're going to show me some type of solution that they have, and I sit down and they say, all right, here we go, wait a minute. I have this, I'm not quite sure if I'm running the right version of the solution. I just got an email the other day with the new solution.
Yep.
John, where was that email? And then they go and they try to figure out, wait a minute, which solution is the right solution?
Right.
Because the way these solutions somehow sometimes start is just ad hoc. It's somebody that wants to make a better sales experience begins to play around with Excel.
Yep.
And because Excel is so easy to use and so approachable from the beginning, it's a low barrier to entry. And then you start to get more features built on top of it. You start to use more complexities. And then you say, wow, I've got what I want, and I send it out to my 50 employees.
Right.
And that's great. Until one of them starts to make an update and they say, wait, hey, I just took this and I improved it as well.
Yeah,
and then they send it back out.
Everybody needs to improve these.
That's exactly right. And it's so, well, I just wanted, you know, instead of the TCO chart on the left, I wanted it on the right, for example. And then it quickly spirals out of control. And for an IT department, for somebody that's just trying to make sure they've got the right version with the right set of features, it becomes very difficult to manage one version of the truth.
Okay.
And that's where Excel Services comes in. So if you think about one version of the truth, really, it's about making sure that as Excel Services, we have the central version of the file, and that's served out, maybe through a website, through some APIs, for example. But Excel Services really gives you that central location where if somebody wants to make an update, they can go to the server, they can update that solution, and everybody can still access it in one and the same way.
Okay, excellent. So that one version of the truth becomes very important.
That's right. There's actually two other reasons as well.
Okay.
One is if you think about dashboards, not only do most dashboards just, that's the place you go to get your one version of the truth. Everybody in your company is going to go find the information in exactly the same spot.
Right.
But dashboards sometimes have non-Excel content, right?
That's
and
true.
You might want some web page information. You might want something from a CRM system that may or may not make sense in Excel.
Right.
With traditional Excel client solutions, you'd have to put those right inside of the application. And you can do so with embedding, but it wasn't really built for that.
Right.
A web page seems to be exactly how you'd want to serve that.
Right.
So Excel Services not only lets you take your one version of the Excel truth, but it lets you put it in a web page or in a portal and combine it with other information that you might want to have that dashboard in a very easy way.
Okay. So, okay, excellent.
Yeah.
So the one version of the truth and then dashboarding, that's some great advantages that we have there.
Yeah, and then as we start to talk about solutions, it gets to be very interesting because if you try to take an Excel file and use it in a custom solution, mm-hmm. I hope none of our viewers out there have ever tried to automate the Excel client because they want to use it in their own custom solution.
Sure.
We know several have tried, but it's hard because the Excel application wasn't designed to be spun up and
right.
run and automated in that way.
Right.
So what Excel Services allows you to do is take your business logic that may be in your spreadsheet, mm-hmm. and rather than rewriting it in .NET or some other language so you can use it in your custom solution,
right.
it allows you to serve out just the particular pieces that you want from your spreadsheet and incorporate it into your custom solution, maybe via a REST API, via JavaScript, SOAP, or web services, and
right.
what have you, because that really allows you to take the functionality without changing it from what you know is correct inside of Excel, but
right.
really leverage it in multiple locations.
And people like the fact that they are still in Excel, even though they're on the server.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's still the familiar look and feel, just in the right environment, in the right home, as opposed to being shoehorned within the walls of Excel. It's really Excel Services being everywhere and in the right places where you expect to find them,
right.
but with the common look and feel.
Okay, so we have the client version of this TCO calculator. But what are the challenges then that we face when we start to move that forward? Or maybe before we get into the challenges, let's think about, well, what are the extensibility areas that you've built into Excel Services that are now available?
Sure. Well, I think both of those topics are key as you start to think about building Excel Services solution. The biggest challenge that I think our viewers are going to face are that VBA doesn't run on the server
right.
for a variety of reasons. So if you think about what VBA is typically used for in Excel solutions and in the TCO calculator solution, mm-hmm. it's used to customize the user experience and make sure that there's UI widgets in the right spot. They can be used with forms controls, so when I click this particular item, some code runs and
right.
customizes what happens. Basically, it automates the overall experience. So we actually have APIs in Excel Services that allow you to do much of the same things inside of Excel running in, as a service on the web that allow you to take advantage of a lot of that functionality.
Okay. So, and what are the differences then between MOS 2007 and what you had there under Excel Services and then now what's in available to us in Excel Services
well,
under
sure.
2010?
It's a good question. In 2007, we had the Web Service API, which was a basic API that allowed you to make a SOAP request to actually get some functionality and interactivity with your overall Excel workbook. And you could do some basic things. You could get values. You could set values. You couldn't actually persist the information back into the file.
Okay.
So if you wanted to make a permanent change, we actually didn't give you that ability.
Right.
But in SharePoint 2010, we actually augmented the Web Service API so you could actually open a workbook for editing.
Okay.
Make your changes and then save it back.
Cool.
So yeah, that was a
big
improvement. We hear a lot of customers that just love that, which is great.
Yeah.
And we also added two more APIs to try to make sure that we have the gamut of what developers who are putting Excel on the web and as a component in their solutions might want to use.
Okay. Why don't you talk about that component of the solution?
Sure.
What do you mean by that?
So the TCO calculator, as I demoed it before, is an application within Excel. It's a solution that's self-contained inside, again, the walls of Excel.
Right.
And if you think about general solutions today, Excel may or may not be the best tool for doing UI, for combining the different aspects of a dashboard. Whereas if you think about web technologies today, people are becoming very familiar with JavaScript and with HTML and trying to combine lots of different parts of what they want to do in their solution. Excel Services lets you put Excel as a component inside of your solution instead of the walls around the solution itself.
Okay.
So what that means is I could take a spreadsheet and I could put it on my web page as a part of my web page. And I have the familiar look and feel of the grid, I have calculations, and I can interact with it. But my UI doesn't have to be within the grid or on top of the grid.
Right.
I can put it next to the grid, maybe.
Okay.
Or I can use JavaScript and have some menu bars at the top, perhaps,
sure.
that use Ajax or what have you, to actually create a dynamic look and feel of experience, and I'm not limited to just what I can find inside of the Excel application.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and have you talk through the extensibility here.
Sure. So if you think about the programmability APIs, I mentioned the Web Service API that
right.
we added in 2007 and augmented in 2010. In 2010, we also added the JavaScript object model and the REST API. So what the JavaScript object model allows you to do is it really allows you to begin to automate some of the on-web experience. So if you think about Excel as a component on your web page,
right,
similar to VBA, when you interact with the grid and you get an event for what the user is doing, or you want to, say, put a particular value into a cell,
right,
the JavaScript object model allows you to do a lot of the same things. So it allows you to react to events, for example.
Okay.
So you can figure out when the grid is updated, do I want to take a particular action, or maybe every time the grid is updated, I want to get a value out of a cell and push it out to a server somewhere.
Okay.
Or show it in some other part of my web page. You can get information out of the workbook. So I can say, on a particular click or something happens outside my workbook, go get the information out of the grid from A7 to G6. G8, mm-hmm. and then take that and put it somewhere else in my web page. So I can begin to actually automate the on-web experience just like I would with a regular DOM element on a web page, but now I can actually go inside the Excel grid.
Sure.
The REST API is a stateless way to actually make a no-code request to get an element of a workbook. So I think the simplest way to explain it is you can make a URL to parts of your workbook.
That's really amazing. I love this feature for 2010.
It's super cool. So if you think about your TCO calculator for a minute, if I want to be able to take one of the charts outside of my TCO calculator and put it as an image somewhere else, maybe in my mobile phone application,
sure,
I can make a RESTful request just to the particular URL where my file is and say, I want chart 3 and I want it back as an image, and get it back. And there's actually ways that you can interact in basic ways with that workbook. So even if I say, hey, wait a minute, not only did I want chart 3, but I wanted it with the N40 farm machine as opposed to the N39,
right,
you can say set it to the N40 farm machine first before you regenerate the chart and then give it back
to me. That's very cool.
So it's a way to request data and parts of a workbook just via a simple request and get it as a response.
Okay.
So
all of that goes into making this componentized model available to us then.
That's right.
Okay. So is there anything else you'd like to say about the APIs before we close out this session here?
No, I think the one element here is to remember not one size fits all.
Okay.
So each of these APIs, developers amaze me every day.
Yes.
Every day. And we can't predict, even begin to predict how everybody is going to use our APIs. So one way to think about it is that the JavaScript object model and the REST API are a little bit more for optimizing the browser-side experience.
Okay.
And if you wanted a server-side experience, then you can use the web service API to actually persist your changes into the file or make some other type of SOAP requests. That's not the only way to use it. You can combine these, and we'll actually show some examples, I think, in a future version or a future episode where we talk about using the JavaScript OM and the web service API together to optimize the browser experience. But as guidelines, as you start to think about automation and designing your overall solution, you can use the JavaScript object model for that purpose, and then you can begin to tie in the REST API and the web service API as you go through the whole end-to-end stack.
Okay, great. Well, we'll plan this next episode and be ready for it.
That sounds great.
That's great. Why don't we go ahead and show the resources slide there?
Sure.
And just for our audience here, we just want to make sure that there are a number of resources available to you. You can see we have the Getting Started with Excel Services. That's a great place to just jump in and get some resources to get you started right off. Then for the Excel JSON, the object model, mm-hmm. as well as the AJAX library, you can just search for those on Bing. That's really easy. Larry and the Excel team have a blog, and so that resource is there as well. And then the Office Developer Training Course on MSDN. At this URL, we'll be having a hands-on lab that actually walks through this whole process.
Yep.
That's going to be coming available as well, so just keep your eye on Office Developer Training Course on MSDN.
Yeah, and most of these resources also have feedback links and ways to comment. So if you run into questions or problems, a lot of us on the Excel team comb that very frequently. So we'd love to hear from you.
Okay. All right, Larry, thank you very much for being with us. And thank you for joining us for this episode of the SharePoint Sideshow.